Poor women in India often don't have access to a hospital or clinic. So if an impoverished woman wants to avoid pregnancy, she might agree to have a tubectomy when a mass sterilization campaign comes to her town or village. Last weekend, one such campaign reached a rural district in eastern India. In just 6 hours, a single doctor and his assistant sterilized 83 women. Authorities aren't saying why at least 13 of those women died, while about 20 others remain in critical condition. The doctor who performed the surgeries is under arrest. He claims he did nothing wrong and that he was working under pressure to meet sterilization quotas set by authorities. Our BBC colleague Yoga Tilime has been to the makeshift facility where the botched operations were performed.
It looked like it hadn't been cleaned for a while. There were cobwebs hanging from the ceiling and from the walls. There was an operating theater which was locked, so we couldn't have a look inside. But the caretaker did tell me that on the day of the mass sterilization camp, they had laid out mattresses all over the floor just outside the operating theater. And that's where the women were lying before and after their surgeries. So they were lying on mattresses on the floor. They weren't even on a bed in a proper room.
Is this common that these kind of one-day sterilization events occur across India?
Mass sterilization camps are frequently held by the government in many parts of the country. And that's mainly as a part of, you know, the bid to control the population of India, which is currently at 1.2 billion people. Now, earlier as well, we've heard criticism of these kind of camps. Last year, there was a similar camp in the state of West Bengal, where apparently, you know, it wasn't even mattresses on the floor in a building. The women were actually, right after the surgery, they were being transferred to fields, to open fields. So I'm sure there are places where it is done properly, you know, there are better facilities, perhaps areas that are closer to cities, you know, that have better equipment. But it's certainly true that in many places, it's just a school or some sort of a community hall that's been converted into a temporary hospital for the day.
Now, in this case, there appear to have been in quotas and incentives for almost everyone involved, from doctors to local officials to the women themselves. Can you talk about that?
The people who undergo surgery, for example, you know, are paid about $20. It is much lower for the doctors or even the health workers who encourage these women to come and do it. Now, interestingly, this incentive is paid to both men and women if they get a sterilization surgery done. But just to give you a sense of the numbers, last year there were 4 million surgeries conducted in India, and 98% of the people were actually women. Just 2% of the men got these surgeries done.
And it sounds like there's pressure on local officials to fulfill quotas of numbers. And it even sounds like the women themselves got something, either some money or a free sari or something.
India has stopped setting national targets, but you know, it's got many different states, and the states do set targets. So there's certainly incentives from the government in terms of award, in terms of, you know, sometimes they give cash, as you were saying, you know, sometimes it may be a utensil or it could be a sari. But through the ages, actually, this is something that, you know, started from the 70s. So this program has been happening in India for decades now.
You mentioned the 1970s, and of course that's an important decade for a number of reasons, including a very controversial sterilization plan that was directed at men. And that seems to have had a lingering impact on birth control and family planning in India.
During that time, actually, in some cases, it was even forced. The programs that are held now, you know, these are not compulsory. This is not forced. There's an incentive given, so the government's certainly encouraging you to do it. There is criticism that, you know, sometimes because health workers and doctors are trying to reach these targets set by the government, you know, they pressurize the women. But essentially, there isn't a government rule that people have to get it done after 2 or 3 children.
Do you think this incident is going to cause any rethink of these sterilization camps? I mean, population is a huge issue for India. You know, you mentioned 1.2 billion people. The population's slated to overtake China in 2028. But do incidences like this give authorities pause that we have to rethink this?
You know, although it has made national headlines and we've got national news media all over the story, it's probably something that'll get forgotten very soon. What really needs to be done is that, you know, these kind of programs, how they're held, needs to be monitored very closely. But as far as people are concerned, this could spread some sort of a fear among them to actually go to these camps, you know, because this incident has been highlighted. People are reading about it in newspapers every day. Certainly the village where I went to, some of the women who I met who hadn't yet had this surgery, and I asked them, would you go for one now? And the answer was no.
The BBC's Yogata Lima is in the Indian district of Chhattisgarh, where at least 13 women have died in a botched mass sterilization. Thank you so much, Yogata.
Thanks a lot.